This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our friend Mitch Varnes. He is the event producer of the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend, and it's the fifth annual.
That's it. Man. Hi, Terry. I'm happy to be back.
So, the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend, it's happening on the 2nd of February and the 3rd of February, and you probably have a lot more than 5 minutes worth of info, so ready, set, go.
Here we are back again for our fifth annual Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend. The event takes place February 2nd and 3rd, right in downtown Melbourne. A lot going on as usual. We have a 5K and 8K that is sponsored by Florida Today. The Florida Today 5K and 8K runs. We're doing for the first time ever on Saturday a 1 mile dog run, which benefits wagstrong.org, which is this awesome organization that benefits dogs with cancer and also gives a little therapy back to the dog's owners. And then we have the Duncan Dash Kids Run, which is a free kids run through downtown Melbourne. Just a lot of activities. Big expo, Color the Causeway, Cancer Walk after the runs, and just a lot going on. And then, of course, the Health and Fitness Expo over at the Crown Plaza that takes place all Friday afternoon and all day Saturday.
Okay, so there's a full marathon and a half marathon on Sunday. The 5K and 8K are on Saturday. And then you have a half marathon relay. You have the hand cycle race.
A lot going on that weekend, as I said. On Sunday, that's our big day. The biggest numbers, and that's where we really take down most of Melbourne with the runs. We have a half marathon that goes all the way up US 1 across both causeways, Melbourne and O'Galley. The full marathon does the same thing twice. We have a half marathon relay where people can run as a team and run 6.5 miles each, 6.55 to be exact. And then again, we have the top end hand cycle race, which has really become quite a trademark of our event.
And so in addition to all of that, there's live music.
And then just to give us something else to do, we have lots of live music. This whole thing's about music. It's the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend. And we will have about 20 musical acts on the course on Sunday. This is everything from accordion players and violinists, where we can't have amplified music on a Sunday morning, to the John Q rock band on the corner of Riverside Drive in O'Galley, to mariachi bands, to all kinds of other acts on the course, and just a lot going on.
And you're involved with the Scott Center here on the Florida Tech campus.
That's correct. We have a really close relationship with Florida Tech here. In fact, Dr. Catanese is going to be our official starter on race morning. And then again with the Scott Center, they have been a charitable beneficiary of the race the past couple of years. And they last year actually formed a running club for the 8K, where people make donations or sponsor runners. And they come out and run the 8K run, which is on Saturday. And that's about a 5 mile run with all proceeds going right back at the Scott Center here on Florida Tech.
Okay, one of the big things about races that I never realized is how much waste there is, and you are on the cutting edge of keeping this race green. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Terry. Actually, we work very closely with Florida Tech, Dr. Ken Lindemann, and his sustainability folks here, and we last year made our race, the Melbourne Marathon Weekend, the first ever zero waste event in the state of Florida and perhaps on the East Coast. We just haven't quantified that. And what we did is, working with this Florida Tech sustainability folks, we were able to compost all food scraps. We were able to recycle all cups on the course. Our plates and knives and forks were made out of potato, so they composted. And really, people don't think about a race generating a lot of trash, but we go through 50,000 cups just on Sunday morning alone. So there's a lot of stuff on the road. And if you're able to recycle that and put it right back in the system, you can save a lot of trees and a lot of paper.
So there is just a ton going on. This is February 2nd and 3rd. And is it too late to register or too late to volunteer?
No, Terry. And we'll take volunteers. Love to have more volunteers. In fact, the Florida Tech football team is coming out and supporting us again. They came out last year. We'll take volunteers. Race entries are open all the way up until race day, on Saturday that is, and through the expo. They will need to go to themelbournemarathon.com. That's T-H-E, melbournemarathon.com, and you can get all the info you like, and really just looking for huge, big community support for this event.
Okay, well, this is coming up real soon here, so it's best that you go on the web to themelbournemarathon.com. And how many racers do you anticipate this year?
We're anticipating probably about 2,800 to 3,000 people will actually sign up for the race. We had 3,000 last year. We're down just a little bit. A lot going on at the same time frame. But around 2,800 to 3,000 sign up, and usually have about 5 to 10% no-show because they don't want to get out of bed that morning or whatever. And we're expecting about 2,500 people to run over the weekend.
Okay. Well, once again, this is the Melbourne Music Marathon, the fifth annual. And if you'd like more information, you'd like to volunteer, you'd like to sign up, themelbournemarathon.com. Mitch, thanks for coming in.
Great. Thanks so much, Terry.